from KQED. From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. The Bush administration has recently passed dozens of so-called midnight regulations, last-minute rules and amendments, and many of those new laws affect the environment. They include a change to the Endangered Species Act that has many California environmentalists deeply worried. David Gordon reports.
This place, as my kids would put it, is a little sketch. Yosemite Slough is a barren, muddy area in the industrial flats out past the abandoned piers on the south end of San Francisco. It's just under the flight path for San Francisco Airport.
It's in an area that's badly in need of recreational resources and sure does need some restoration.
That's Annie Nottoff of the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council, and she says the good news about this place being neglected and ignored for so long is that it gives some shorebirds a place to live. And those birds, which may include a couple of endangered species, the snowy plover and the California clapper rail, are newly threatened, she says, by a recent rewriting of the Endangered Species Act.
The Endangered Species Act is one of the bedrock environmental protection laws that we have in our country. And here in California, we have more endangered species than anywhere else in the country.
The recent revision of the act by the Federal Department of Interior goes like this. It eliminates the requirement for one government agency to consult with a wildlife expert from a second government agency to get an opinion about endangered species. It means that the Army Corps of Engineers, for example, could want to build a highway and would not have to talk to biologists from the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service about whether or not endangered species and their environment might be affected by that road. In effect, Nottoff says, a government agency could consult with itself about a project's environmental impact.
So, for example, here, the city of San Francisco and the state parks department, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, all need to be working together to have healthy ecosystems and healthy economic development in an area like this.
At the end of their terms, presidents often make administrative rules that skirt congressional lawmaking and tend to cater to special interests. Many of the new rules, environmentalists say, harm ecosystems by lifting constraints on private industry, easing controls on lead pollution in the air, for instance, relaxing drinking water standards, and limiting public comment on environmental issues. And no issue raises as much ire as the changes to the Endangered Species Act. But Hugh Vickery, a spokesman for the Department of Interior, says there's no attempt here to get around scientific opinion.
It's the law that rules here. The regulations are merely the method of implementing the law.
Federal agencies, he says, have their own wildlife biologists, so they don't always need to ask other experts' opinions. This change to the act, he says, is simply an attempt to streamline a complicated process.
Actually, it's designed to improve the consultation process, freeing up our biologists to use their time and effort on actions that actually benefit endangered species rather than on paperwork exercises that do not benefit endangered species.
At Stanford Law School, Deborah Sivas is director of the Stanford Environmental Law Clinic. She says endangered species are a sort of clapper rail in a coal mine, an indicator of the health of the whole environment.
Even if it's a relatively small development, there are always conditions these days because there's so little habitat left. So if those agencies don't even have to go through the process of having to negotiate with the Fish and Wildlife Service over some protections, I think we're going to see a lot of projects without any protections at all.
The new rule, Sivas says, effectively takes the teeth out of the Endangered Species Act with potentially dire consequences.
We're going to see in one ecosystem after another, in the desert, in the Sierra, in the Central Valley, along the coast, in all of those places, there are any number of imperiled species. And without those protections, we could see really the unraveling of those ecosystems one by one.
Many of these midnight regulations were finalized 30 days before Inauguration Day, which means they can't be easily halted by the new administration. They could be reversed by Congress through a rarely used law called the Congressional Review Act. Or they could go back through the review process all over again, which could take years. More likely, environmentalists say, since just about every recently passed rule has a lawsuit filed against it, these battles are likely to be settled in court. Last week, California Attorney General Jerry Brown led the way, filing a lawsuit against the Bush administration in an effort to stop the Endangered Species Act changes. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To see a list of the Bush administration's midnight regulations, go to kqed.org/quest.